Michaela, thank you so much for joining us. I want to talk about some of the stories that you all have been covering at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent recently. Let's start with news of the consolidation of the Hurley and Baird police forces. What can you tell us?
So nothing's official yet, but they had a meeting about 2 weeks ago, kind of first introducing the idea to Hurley. Baird Police Chief Liar Lirez presented the idea to the council as part of a four-part proposal to consolidate the two departments. And they are currently taking the first steps in the plan by just looking at the finances. Through the consolidation, Hurley would still have the two dedicated officers that they currently have, but they would instead have a 24-hour patrol, which they currently do not have. So that'll be kind of cool to see how it plays out in the next few months.
Okay, now this is still a work in progress. There is no agreement on anything yet.
No official agreement, but they are moving forward with the first step. According to the plan proposed by Alirez, an agreement will not be signed until the third part of the plan. There isn't any official timeline. They just had the proposal. Yeah, they never gave any official timeline. They said it's going to be a really long time because they really want to flesh out all the details before any official agreement is signed. But it seems like it's moving in that direction.
Now, I want to move on and talk about some local election news. There is a hotly contested race going on in the District 28 State Senate race in New Mexico. And the Silver City Daily Press earlier this week had a candidate forum. What can you tell us about what the candidates had to say?
On Monday, we had our candidate forum for District 28. While it did remain civil, the Democratic candidate, Zaya Correa-Hemphill, came out right out of the gate and addressed the negative mailers that had been being sent. Both sides have actually adopted these negative strategies for their campaign in the past couple weeks since her opponent, James Jimbo Williams, accused her of falsely defrauding the Silver City School District. And the forum overall highlighted the differences between the two candidates. They discussed topics ranging from abortion, Second Amendment rights, tax policy, legalization of recreational marijuana in New Mexico, all topics that will more than likely come up during the next state legislative session.
Okay, and you also have news in the area about a recent rally that was held in Silver City that was titled Faith Under Fire. What can you tell us about this rally?
Yeah, so on Friday evening, a group of individuals gathered in Goff Park for the Faith Under Fire rally. It was organized by Pastor Caleb Cooper of Truth or Consequences, along with Pastor Joseph Gross of Silver City. It began with worship and singing, and then they brought on several Republican candidates to speak, including U.S. House CD2 candidate Yvette Harrell, State Senate District 28 candidate James Jimbo Williams, and the Grant County Commission District 5 candidate Tom Shelley. And they were pushing a lot of Republican policy, calling out Michelle Lujan Grisham for closing down churches and not calling them essential businesses was at the core of the rally. You can read more at sbdailypress.com. On the forum, we also have the full forum on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SilverCityNews.
Michaela Grijalva is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Michaela, and we will talk with you all soon.